Russ thought that I had taken his Mickey Mouse, and he said, "You want another Mickey Mouse, then buy it for yourself and give that one back to me." Also, he was giving me a lot of threats, he said, about this Mickey Mouse. He said, "If you don't do it, I won't." Something about Santa Claus. Hi, cutie boy. Come on up, Mark. Come on up, Mark.
Well,
here's a little passenger from there. Get in Rocky's airplane, Mark. Well, but I'm up here too.
Up here too. Up here.
Okay. We're playing airplane. I said, "I'm up here too." Mark said, "I'm up here too." How? California. He's still in his airplane. Right. I said, "Uh-oh, I better get back in here." Mommy was taking a bath, by the way. And he said, "If you're going to take a bath, then you better get back in your airplane," which is non sequitur. Where his underoos were. Or in your in the little bucket.
I asked Ross if there was any breakfast yet. And he said, "No, there's no breakfast." And he said, "Yes, there is, because she's making breakfast for Mark." I said, "Did Mommy make breakfast yet?" And he said, "No, she didn't." I said, "Yes." Then he corrected himself and said, Yes, she did, or yes, she is, because she's making breakfast for Mark. With she being interested also and the evident soul for the changed of the assertion, and also the and he said, let me throw that big pillow again. There were two types of pillows, and he was distinguishing one from the other. Well, I said, I need help finding the baseball shirt for me, and Marky has to wear this shirt, but I can't find the baseball
shirt.
Very good. Yeah, you sure to my recording. Okay.
Ross telling me about the hayride. He said, "Dad, you know about the hayride? They have lots of children and they who sing, and they have lots of toys.
There.
And then they have lots of foots. What was it, Ross? Tell me the story again."
And they had a lot of games that you go down. And they have a bridge. And a mean troll hurt the bad people and the big reindeer smash him with a
with his ear?
With his deer.
With his deer. You mean with his antlers, yeah.
Deer.
Mm-hmm. You don't think the goat, did the goat do anything to the troll?
I don't know. Mean goat.
What else happens on the hayride, honey? Sit down.
Don't
do that with a knife, Ross.
One day,
what was it about? time feet.
What about the hayride?
What about the feet?
I told you that.
No, you forgot that part about the feet. Ross forgot the part about the feet. He said they have 2 foot and they tie it to that foot or something like that.
To one and another.
To one and another. Oh, I see. They must have a hobbled race. Did you see that? What happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell it?
Yeah. No, Ross should tell me. Tell me what those kids did.
I want my mommy to do it.
No, I want you to say it. No, Mark.
Ross said, you can wear the black one or the red striped one, either which, referring to the shirts, I guess, that he was going to wear.
No, the collars.
Oh, either set of gloves that they were going to wear. Either which. And I asked Ross if he needed any more Star Wars. He said, yeah, I need a lot of cheap ones. The ones that have that big Millennium Falcon, those are cheap. And I said, those aren't cheap, Ross. What are you going to say to that, huh? No, those are the ones that are expensive, so you have to get them for Christmas.
They're cheap animals.
Well, like, how much do they cost? A lot of money?
No.
No? Not much money, yeah?
Let's see now, Ross saw 2 fives downstairs on list of numbers, saw 2 fives, said 5 and 5 or 10, right, Ross?
5 is 10.
5 and 5, right. And what did you say about being impolite and being polite?
Polite, impolite.
What do they mean?
One means you're good, one means you're bad.
Which one is the good one?
Polite. Uh-huh. Which one is the bad
one? Impolite. Is your mommy
good
or is your mommy polite or impolite?
Polite.
Uh-huh. Right.
But sometimes she's impolite.
Really?
Yes.
Not your mommy.
Hmm?
Your mom?
Yes, sometimes.
Really?
Yes.
When is she impolite? Yeah, we do. Another squirrel. Yeah, I don't know about it.
What is it?
Well, squirrels live in certain places and they hide in parts of the trees.
And then at winter time, they crawl in the holes.
Right, yeah.
And sleep there forever and ever.
And we learned a lot about squirrels. An awful lot about squirrels.
Is that what he told them to keep
them? I'm sure he did. He told them some very interesting things.
Squirrels told me.
Yes, yes.
Right.
And I made a hole
in my squirrel. Now.
I'm
going to turn
this off again.
Don't
say please. Yes, I've got you
on. You don't.
I'll get hurt if I don't, if I try to do this without turning it off, right?
Brad, you want to
okay, go on. Down my hand.
No.
Well, we can record some interesting things, but thank you. But we'll
you
turn it off.
Light is off.
Hey, now, you ready for it to go off again?
Not yet.
A little earlier, Ross wanted me to do something. He was upstairs and he wanted me to put his shoes on. And I said, no, I'm going to stay here and watch Marky do Jumperino. This is jumping on the bed. And Jumperino, it's called. And Ross said, I'll watch Marky and then you can put my shoes on. In other words, proposing an offer that will facilitate a request. Ross was playing with the Parmesan cheese, and he said, I want to turn it back closing. What he meant is I want to make close up the top. So notice that closing is probably based on analogy you could say it's based on analogy with chosen or driven, but in all sense it's also based on analogy with open. Right? Open.
Yeah.
It's a sort of a funny analogy. Of course, that's you can't necessarily say that, but it's an interesting possibility.
Cartoon.
Ross said, how come people don't go to preschool on when the cartoons come on? In other words, on Saturday. Ross said, Ross says that bread goes in the toaster and it turns to toast, and when the waffle goes in the toaster, it turns to waffles. So waffles don't change their name, right?
Uh-uh.
But bread does.
You know what I
want to
do?
Yep. Ross woke up this morning and said, they were both, both the boys were crying, and said, we're doing this because we're trying to wake up. And, also I was taking him to preschool, and Ross said, are you almost ready, Daddy? Sort of rushing me up. I said to Ross that, if you want to go outside, Mommy will go upstairs and get your clothes. And he turned to Mommy and said, I want to go outside. In other words, I fulfilled the precondition. Now do the thing that I want, which is to get me some clothes, and etc. Also, last night, I think it was the night of the 18th, I said to Ross that he had to go pee-pee. And, went pee, and we came back. And then he said, does this mean they have to go pee-pee again since I ate some apple juice? In other words, since I drank some apple... Oh, that's right, he drank apple juice after going pee-pee. He said, does this mean they have to go pee-pee again since I drank some apple juice? And I said, no, you won't have to go pee-pee again until the morning. Ross said, how about some raisins? And I said, okay, you get in bed and we'll talk about it. And then I said, you want raisins and what else? And he said, I guess that's it. And he shrugged his shoulders. I guess that's it. That's the first time I've ever heard him say that, talk about things, I guess that's it.
We saw that on the space.
We did?
In the space and less than the flip. How did you know?
The space man said?
No. The guy that isn't
staged.
He said that.
I understand. So Ross said, it's our second breakfast.
No,
we're going to go to preschool. After your breakfast, we go to preschool. And I said, no, we don't go to preschool. Haven't you noticed it's Saturday when cartoons are on, etc.?
No,
we don't go to preschool. What is that now? Oh, Ross, anyway. Then he said, when he turned on TV, and there weren't any cartoons on, he said, cartoons aren't on. That's why we get to go to preschool. What did you say, Ron? Cartoons aren't on, and therefore, and so what? So what?
So we get to go to preschool.
Right. And what about the clock?
I want to check what hour it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why you tell me?
And what will that mean?
It means we have to go to preschool.
You want to go to preschool, don't you?
Oh.
He tells me every day that he likes preschool better than home.
Preschool's fun. You get to play there. Home is you just have to sit around and watch Daddy work.
Yeah. Is that
not fun?
Not funny.
And what? And dumb. And it's dumb. I'm glad you like your preschool, Russ. I told you you'd have a nice preschool. And he couldn't find the clock. He said, Daddy, I don't know where the clock is. Tell me. He wants to find the clock so he can prove to me it's time to go to preschool. Okay, so what time is it?
Time to go to preschool.
What hour is it? What o'clock? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Let's look at it. See that hand? What does it say?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, right.
That's the short hand.
Ross was watching Grizzly Adams and the donkey was going to save another donkey. He said, that big mountain horse is going to save his lady. Big donkey and little donkey. There really is a female donkey in the story.
Overtly.
Ross came to me, but today is October, what, 26th? Ross came to me and last night, on 25th, and said, what do I have that is like my Superman Halloween costume? Or he said, maybe he didn't ask this question. He said, I guess he did. He said, do you know what I have that's like my Superman Halloween costume? That was it. And I said, no, I don't know. He said, guess. He said, guess. And I said, I don't know. He said, my Superman shirt, which is true. The Superman shirt has the same insignia. This morning he said, Superman is like a triangle. And he said, you mean that there's a triangle on Superman's chest? Yeah.
I said, you mean there's a triangle on Superman's chest?
What else? That was it. Good. And he said, yeah. And then I said to Ross, that little boy turned into a fox. And Ross said, fox? He said, box? Locks? Socks? And I said, no, a fox. He said, oh. What is a fox, Ross? What is a fox?
He can't fly.
Yeah, but what else about him?
Look,
he crawls, and he's very smart.
Yeah.
Why is he smart?
I don't know.
He's very clever.
Why is he clever?
He can think of very sneaky ideas. Ideas that can get him exactly what he wants. Who was Celia?
That's like Wonder Woman.
Why?
Because that's her name.
Which one?
The one that dressed up like Wonder Woman.
I don't understand.
I like that.
It's not fair, is it, for Daddy to say silly questions?
Say good questions.
Okay. I just wanted to see what you would do.
Hi.
It's a nasty trick. I won't do it anymore.
Oh, tell me what her real name was.
Her real name was Anya.
No. She said it was Celia. And she said, I'm Celia. First up, like Wonder Woman.
Right.
Okay, right.
You want some Christmas?
And then the mother and her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
The daddy dressed up like a devil. And
mm-hmm.
her mother dressed up like a witch.
That sounds fun. But what is the little baby devil called?
He's called the count.
A goblin. Could be a goblin.
He really was.
The town. The town is little devil?
No,
I know who else is little devil. Marky is little devil.
Marky is little devil.
Marky is little devil. No.
No.
Harry said to Ross, may I have a drink of your water, please? And Ross said, after I'm done with it, which is, I guess he's probably been doing that for a while, which is fitting the conditions under which such a request will be true. Said to Ross, Ross said, I want to get out of bed. He was been put to bed, this is on October 30th. And I said, I'll give you love. In other words, will you stay in bed if I give you love? And he said, love is not enough. And I said, will cookies be enough? And he said, yes. Ross said, I made my Halloween, I ate my candy bar, which I got at the real Halloween, not at the Halloween party. I ate that for lunch. He was being very specific about where he had gotten it. Okay, Ross is giving me presents now. What's that present look like, Ross?